Glacial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through to interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Trane Air Conditioners, reliable, energy-efficient, clean air for your home. Learn more about them at Trane.com. Beat the heat from the summer. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the air conditioning free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
No, Arkansas is not free of air conditioners, but apparently Missouri
is. That's how I heard. I heard that there was no air conditioning in the entire state of Arkansas.
Well,
you had one, but you gave it to the governor, and he's not shared it with the rest of the people in Arkansas.
Well, he needed the AC for his horse and buggy.
Right.
It hangs off one side. It tilts a little bit.
We all go down to the Walmarts to beat the heat. They have the slushies in the and the air conditioning. Hey, you know what? It looks very celebratory where you are there.
Yes.
I cannot help but notice that you have the BBC One logo emblazoned up in the top left there.
Yes.
So my question would be, is it Bastille Day? Did I?
DI Plus is brought to you today by BBC One. No,
BBC,
you know.
This is BBC One, boring you to tears. Oh, wow. I've got some plosives there.
You know, it was 4th of July.
Now, I was unaware of this.
Now, I thought it would be ironic to have London fireworks going on behind me to celebrate the 4th of July.
Right. So, yes, that would be very ironic. So this runs down into that same. It's iconoclastic and ironic all at the same time.
Well, I have some other fireworks displays. I have, you know, Japan.
Right.
We'll see.
You know what? The weirdest thing to me, or the most interesting thing to me, you know, Stephen from Wisconsin, who's now in Connecticut, was here last week, sitting right over here, right over to
he
my
was.
Right.
Yes, he was.
He was here, a guest on this very program. And after the show, he had already found your aquarium footage. He had gone on the internet and found the actual footage that you used on the aquarium. It actually goes on longer than the piece that you have.
That was,
there.
Yeah, it was amazing because I was like, because we were having a conversation about where that was, and he just off the top of his head was like, oh, that would be the Yarra Hukka or blah, 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 you know, or whatever.
Is that what that is? That's the Yarra Hukka?
Well, yeah, actually. I mean, I don't want to sound uppity, you know, like
iconoclastic.
I know more than anybody else.
Like right.
But, you know, I do specialize in fucking up other languages. So,
excellent.
You know.
Well, before we go one further second into this show, let me just take a moment to say that we are streaming live on pride48.com. We are also chatting live over at pride48.com. Click on the chat. And we have a lovely and wonderful chat room here with us today. Hello, chat room.
Wow, you can now pipe in audio from the chat room.
Yes, it's a new thing. Let's see, who do we have here? We have Cage. And the Good Humor Penguin, and HRH Terry, and Moose. So hello, nice, wonderful, exciting chat room. Thank you. If you are listening to us or seeing us on Google Plus and you would like to join into the chatting fun, make sure you point your browsing device to the universal resource location of http://pride48.com and then click on the word chat.
So you're going to say all that stuff, but you're not going to include the www?
You do not use, you know what, here's the thing.
Well, you don't have
to
use the HTTP.
No. Let me just say this.
I know what you're going to say.
Let me just say this right now. The www, the thing that precedes the dot, you know, the name, the actual URL, you know, the actual domain name, right? That little www was a shorthand that some goofy fucking nerd at like Princeton came up with, like in the early days of the internet. It was never part of the standard. It was never supposed to be there. And it's just the name of the server, because his server that he was hosting his web page on was called the World Wide Web, www. And so it suddenly became a fucking standard, which it was never intended to be. It was always intended to just be, you go to the domain dot TLD. So you should always, you were expected to go to doobiesintent.com or doobiesintent.net.
I think they are having a heat wave up in your neck of the woods as well. Maybe the heat is kind of getting, you know, you're rather feisty and kind of spicy today. So, you know, maybe it's the heat.
I'm just saying it pisses me off.
What I'm saying is you really don't have to include the HTTP colon slash slash.
You see, but once either. I was doing that, I was then continuing it by calling it the Universal Resource Location. I should have said you can point your browsing device to the to the Universal Resource Location of of Pride48.com using the Hypertext Transport Protocol. That's what I should have said. I'm talking with my hands again. I don't know what I got.
Well, it is an audio podcast, but we are on video for the chat room. So
we are, but just it doesn't so you matter. Guys, I didn't say anything about the video. I was just saying that they would like to chat with us. We are priding out on stream 48, which means that they can hear it with their ear things.
No, what I'm saying is that you have pointed out the fact multiple times that I talk with my hands. I'm saying is, we do have video for the chat room.
I talk with my hands.
And then I was going to say, if you're listening to this in the recorded audio version,
right,
on Sundays, you can just jump right over into the chat room and you can see video. Actually, you can see the recording of the video as well. It's much better.
You do jazz hands too. That's what you do. You just do jazz hands.
It's much better.
Well, we've gotten off to a banging start here. That I tell you, I was going to say something, and now I've completely forgotten what it was. You said something about talking with our hands. I don't know. Go ahead. It wasn't important.
Well, just quickly, I know it looks like
it was. Someone in the chat room asked the question: why is Adam's icon missing us? Because Adam still hasn't figured out how to add an icon to his
I know how to do it. But I don't have a graphic on this machine, and I forget about it until the last minute every week. So I...
All right, just as an experiment here, chat room, just throw out a noun. Anyone in the chat room, throw out a noun. Now, go ahead with the show. Go ahead with the show.
So what I was going to say, I know it looks like I have a lot of stuff on here, but it'll all be very short. I just had thoughts I wanted to mention. Went to 4th of July, did a whole bunch of stuff. By the way, the fireworks here were fantastic. I mean,
now,
you thought,
here as in
In Bentonville.
Where?
I mean, lots of towns.
Because you have been traveling, so I just wanted to make sure that you, when you said here, you meant.
Well, no, it was actually
Arkansas.
Here. I traveled over the weekend, but Mark and I went. We did. He spent the night Tuesday night because Wednesday was a holiday, and then we had breakfast, and we went to we cooked because we had a barbecue to go to. I made the little green bean bundles with. I'm sure I've mentioned them on some podcast. You wrap bacon around green beans, and then you mix butter and brown sugar and garlic to taste, and then you pour it over the bundles and you bake them. They are fantastic. You couldn't do it because it has brown sugar.
Well, no, I can eat brown sugar. I don't eat a lot of it.
They
but
are
I mean,
swimming
I
in brown sugar and
swimming.
Butter. It
swimming
is so
in brown
good,
sugar.
Though. Oh, my God. It is fantastic. Everybody loves
it. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Everyone loves it.
So then we went
Even
to...
Even people who've never eaten it love it. It's loved.
They will love it when they eat it. So we went to Spider-Man. By the way, I wanted to say the reason...
Spider-Man. Does whatever a spot. Go ahead.
The reason I wanted to mention Spider-Man is because it was really good. And if you've seen, you know, I kind of had some iconoclastic trepidation, you know, going into it because I thought I've already seen this. I mean, I've already seen Spider-Man. This is just a retelling of the story.
Right. And a lot of people have just said that was said. By the way, just not to take away from your story, which we'll get back to in just a second. I had the chat room give me a noun. They said firecracker. You'll notice I already have a firecracker logo here because I use this thing called the internet to search images and then download those images. And then so I don't have to worry about whether or not there's a artwork on my computer or not. I'm just saying.
You know, make fun of me all you will, sir.
I will. That is what I do.
I am not good at multitasking, and I forget until we start the show that I haven't gotten something. And if I were to go and try to search for an image, I would completely stop talking. And then you would say, what the fuck are you doing? We're recording a show right now. And then you'd make fun of that.
No, I would not. I would just start talking because, you know, there's no, you know me well enough to know that I love talking.
You do that. Do. That's sure.
I love
that's,
talking.
That's sure. What? That's for sure.
Exactly.
Golly
that
gee
is
whiz.
For sure. All right, so go ahead with your story. I'm sorry, I did not mean to interrupt you. I just, actually, I did mean to
you
interrupt
you. You never mean to interrupt
go
me.
Ahead, go ahead,
so,
continue with your story.
It's really good. I'm not going to say a lot about it, but it's worth seeing in the theater, I thought, if you like superhero films. The two things that I will say is that the actor is much better than Tobey Maguire. I mean, the character is much more human and less of a caricature, might I say.
Yes.
Very, very good. The I also like oh God, what's her name? The woman that was in Brothers and Sisters as the mom. Sally Field.
She
plays Aunt May. Love her as Aunt May. And I love the guy, Martin Sheen, I think it is, who played Uncle Bob or whatever his name is. Anyway.
Martin Sheen, wasn't he? He was the president on the West Wing.
Yes.
Okay.
And he plays Uncle something.
Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben. Thank you.
And he turned into Arachnid Boy or something like that. And it was really weird.
The acting is better.
Yes.
Lindsay Lohan, I thought she did really well. However she managed, she was not in prison or drunk while they recorded this, apparently, because she did a good job. And right. The other thing is, I don't know if you noticed, but in the first ones.
I saw the first one, yes.
Any of the first ones. It was very obvious when they switched from him live.
We talked about swinging
between the buildings.
We talked about this in last week's show.
Okay. So much better on this one. I mean, you could still tell if you're really looking, you know, I mean, if you're like, but it doesn't take you. I thought the first one, it actually took you out of the story.
Right.
I'm like, it's a movie. Now it's a computer game. Now it's a movie. Right. You know, this one, no, it didn't take you out of the movie. I mean, it was much more believable. Fireworks were fantastic. Everything was great. And then I did go out of town this weekend. I went to see a listener.
You went to see a listener.
I did.
Chad?
Yes.
Chad, who I believe is in the chat room right this moment.
And I'm going to break this part up a little bit and let you speak.
Why are you going to break it up?
Well, I'm going to break it up.
Did something happen? Did he touch you in a bad place that you don't want?
Well,
Do we need to pull out the Care Bear dolls or something? Do you need to show me on the doll where the bad man touched you?
No, but we'll talk about that. We went to the zoo, and this is kind of out of order, but I wanted to talk about the zoo. We went to the zoo. It was 107 degrees.
107 degrees.
And I thought I could handle heat. I really did, because I lived in Dallas. I don't know if you people know this, but I lived in Dallas.
Yes.
And no. It was, I think it was like 115% humidity there. I have no idea, but we went to the zoo. Oops.
I think if it was 115% humidity, it would be raining.
We were swimming. Literally, they were like, what do you want to go see next? And I'm like, oh my God, look, the fucking animals can't even. We would go to an exhibit and there would be a sign up saying the animals are indoors at the moment. You know, no animals to see. Like, we went past the gorillas, no gorillas at all.
The gorillas, like, did that little Vegas dealer thing where they, like, clear their hands, like, fuck it, I'm out of here.
They're like, fuck it, I'm going inside.
I'm in the break room if you need me.
Right. That's what they did. And we're walking around like dumbasses. Like, even the animals are going inside. And we're, like, out here. Literally, I thought I was going to faint 3 or 4 times. By the end, they were like, do you want to see the elephants? I was like, where are they? And they pointed on the map, and they were like, all the way at the other side. I'm like, no, I'd like to see the car.
Aw.
So they
rolled out their hospitality. They took you to what I'm assuming is the only thing in Missouri worth seeing, which is a zoo.
Right.
It's like, look, there's the big handle. See the handle? Yeah, you can pick up. Now let's go to the zoo. It's awesome. We used to have a really cool stadium here, but then TWA went out of business. All right, so go to the zoo, which is like the only thing to do in St. Louis, right? And what do? You complain
It was very sweet.
That's
and
really.
I will say, I have mentioned several times that I love zoos. And
you know what? It's
Chad
weird that you say because, you know,
he wanted to do the things that I like.
So stripper bars and zoos.
Correct.
So
if just came to me, but it's ingenious.
Ingenious. Now, what's the difference between genius and ingenious?
I don't know.
Is that like flammable and inflammable?
But there's a word, ingenious. I know that.
Okay. Yes.
If you were to mix a zoo,
a stripper zoo,
and a strip club, amazing. Amazing.
No, yeah, I think they have that. It's called ferverts or something. No, don't the little
ferverts?
Ferverts, the people that dress like. They dress like furry animals and fuck each other and whatever. So that's kind of like the combination of a strip club and a zoo.
No, they're furries, and I don't think they ever get naked. They like rub all over each other with costumes on. They have these whole body like suits.
I think they have little holes for their hoonings to come out.
I don't know.
I'm just saying. I got nothing. All right. So, you know, I apologize, Chad, that my co-host is so rude as to like pass out in the you know, you and your native land of St. Louis, rolling out the one and only good thing that you had there, which is your zoo. I feel so bad that he let you down. You know what? If I come to St. Louis, I will endure the zoo.
I love the zoo. I don't like 107 degree, 115% humidity. I feel like I'm going to pass out. And I told him, hey, it's nothing against you two. You didn't. I'm like, you know, next time I come, though, if you could just turn the thermostat down just a notch.
Right. And did you take them any cookies?
No.
Excellent.
No cookies. I don't think I'm allowed chewy cookies. To make any. Oh, by the way, I did listen to Big Fatty all the way to their house.
Oh, my God. You know, you just had to listen to that one show. You didn't have to actually listen to like multiple episodes.
No, you made me feel bad. I am completely caught up with Big Fatty, and now he's doing a census, apparently.
Yes.
So I want to say,
oh, please, God, don't let Pike Guy sing now. We're not going to play that, are we? Okay, good.
I want to say, Big Fatty, you can count on me.
You know what? We were going to do that this week, weren't we? We were going to put all the shows we listened to in a hat. We were going to pick out a name and call a show and then leave them a message. So let's just make Big Fatty our one that we call this week,
okay,
since he's got the timely census thing going on, and we'll record that a little bit later in the show, and then we'll send it to him.
That sounds fabulous.
It sounds fabulous. All right, so you went to the zoo in St. Louis. It sounds awesome.
It was.
I'm glad that you went to say. I didn't put much on the list, did I?
No, you didn't.
It's been a really fucked up week. This whole midweek holiday thing really fucked me up. It was weird to go to work and then stay home in the middle of the week and then go to work. And somewhere, I'm going to guess around Wednesday, Robert pulled his back out. So he's like been like a little invalid since then. He's been holed up on the couch.
No, I can imagine. Like, honey, could he's you like, bring like, me the...
It's like, it's how you would imagine Vera Charles to walk across the living room is how he does it. You know, like one hand on your back right above your hip and then he's kind of shuffling across the room.
Yeah, I kind of imagine Auntie Vera as like a cross between like Donna Reed and the mother in what's that drag movie?
That drag movie, yeah, that one.
The one right. Where it's the crazy mom and she, oh God,
crazy mom, the birdcage. I don't know.
No, never. Oh, somebody will say it in the chat room. And she's got like two hoodlum kids, and it's a drag queen mom, and it's really famous. Doesn't
Hairspray?
Matter. You know, keep going. Keep moving along.
Anyway, I got nothing. So Robert's been wounded and whatnot. And if you'll recall, I wounded myself in a Pride 48 suits meeting the other night. So
that's right.
Shooting some ice and a shard like went up through the top of my mouth and I started bleeding.
For those of you
really
who wonder how much we put into Pride 48.
Right. That's how much we put into Pride 48. I bled.
Daniel was actually bleeding by the end of the meeting. And it's not because we were pummeling him.
That's right. Joey Buhucker was not even there.
No.
All right. So here's the thing. The thing that I did put up on the trailer was I just recently started. I didn't talk about my diet last week, which is not a diet, by the way.
Your
I didn't
new
talk about the
way of my, living.
Yeah, my new lifestyle choice. Last week I didn't talk about it, but I am kind of stalled at 200 pounds. So that's 15 pounds down from where I started. So I'm just kind of stalled right there at 200 pounds. But I feel great. I feel absolutely when I know I had said earlier that, you know, I could do this for a month or whatever. I don't ever see myself going back to eating the other way. I really am enjoying this. I feel great. And so I've started adding back in some exercise, right? So I started going across the street to our little weight room here and adding in some weight training and whatnot. And so the thing that I put on here is every time that I go in there, which is not every day, but it's, you know, 3 or 4 days last week that I went in there, there is an old lady, and when I say old, we're like Vera's age. She's probably in her 70s, laying on the floor in the workout room watching the television. And she has like paperwork with her and a coffee, like a Starbucks coffee every day when she's in. She's just laying in the workout room, not using any of the equipment. She's not dressed to work out or anything. She's just laying on the floor in the workout room watching television at a very loud volume. And I'm just like, really? What? Do you like live here or something?
Well, maybe she thinks just by being in there that somehow
I think she's just like, she doesn't need to, you know, run her air conditioner. She doesn't need to run her air conditioner or pay cable. She can just lay in the workout room in the air conditioning and watch the TV.
I want to tell you something. If you lived in my apartment complex, yes, you'd be fucking out of luck, because it has been, the AC has been broken for over a month in the clubhouse. And I went in there the other day. It was, I'm not even joking, it was hotter in the workout room than it was outside. I felt like I was walking into a sauna.
See, ours is exactly, it's like our workout room is like the tundra. Like you're walking into the great white tundra, and you know, like you get hit in the face with that. The one thing that I would love to get over there is Wi-Fi. So I got to figure out how to do this. I'm on the fourth floor, and the building across the street from us is three story. So I can actually see the roof of the workout room behind that three story building from my office window right here behind me. So I got to figure out some way to beam my Wi-Fi.
I have heard that there's a way if you take a Pringles can.
That's on the receiving side. Oh. That's actually on the side to receive, which my tablet is not going to have that to receive. I was just got to figure out how to get a repeater over there or something, because it's that would be great to watch Netflix streaming or something while you're working out. Instead
my
of
apartment does provide Wi-Fi in the gym.
See, and that was the thing. I saw one of the Wi-Fi hotspots in there was called Carriage House, which below the workout room is a carriage house that you can rent out for parties and stuff.
Right.
So I guess I could ask the office if that's them and if they could get the password.
But in the typical manner of my apartment complex, they tend to fall below the bar when right. offering services. And for however they manage, their Wi-Fi actually is slower than my 3G. So it does me no good.
Right. Let's see. I have to say thank you to Larkin in the chat room, who said, good job for me losing poundage. And I just wanted to say this about, I know Scotty, who the little Aussie battler, who sometimes calls our show, but we can never understand him because of his accent. He called Fatty's show, and he was talking about, you know, how do you eat out at restaurants and whatnot. This is not Atkins. I don't know if people are getting that confused or whatever. This is not a no-carbs diet. This is just a low-carbs diet. Basically, you're avoiding bread, bread and grains more than anything. I also avoid rice and corn and potatoes, but in the grand scheme of things, you know, if a couple of those slip in or whatever, there's no big deal. I try to stay under 50 grams of carbs a day. And the, sometimes I'm more successful than not. But the bread is really, the wheat is the big killer. Wheat is a huge fucking killer. It's like you just cut bread, cut processed like grain out of your diet. And that's a huge thing right there. So eating out is actually quite easy as long as I don't eat the basket of bread in front of me. So when I order hamburgers and steaks and chicken and pork and whatever, I just don't eat the bread. So if it's a big pork sandwich, I either ask for it without bread or I get it and just take the bread off. So actually has not been difficult at all, Scotty. But here's the thing. What I was going to say, God, I completely now forgotten what I was going to say.
Right. Well, you were talking about something about the diet is not low carb, and Scotty was saying, how do you eat at restaurants?
Scotty, and I'm done. And I think I was just going to go on about that. I'm enjoying it. I feel great. So
now I have never found huge difficulty eating at restaurants for low carb, because you can always take, unless you're like at an Italian restaurant where, yes, they have pasta and everything, you can always tell them, you know, leave off whatever. Like if it's especially most restaurants have chicken and steak. So right there, you don't have carbs in that. And
now Moose P in the chat room just said no French fries. And while it's true, I'm avoiding potatoes. Potatoes don't have a lot. Potatoes do not have near the carbs as bread. So it's as grain. So even eating French fries is fine. Keep in mind, this is not a high protein, low carb diet. This is a high fat, low carb diet. So fat is good, like avocados and coconut oil and butter and bacon. I mean, fat's good. Fat is the good thing that you want. You don't want to eat too much protein, because then that just gets converted to carbs anyway.
I've always thought fat was good as well.
Yeah, fat is excellent.
I love fat.
So, yeah. The thing is, if you really, really want to pig out on fries, and go with sweet potato fries or something like that to have a lower glycemic index. It basically, the point is, all right, here's the thing, in a nutshell, and I don't want to bore anyone with any of this crap.
Now, is this a low-carb nutshell?
Yes, this is a low-carb nutshell. Well, it's a high-carb, but it's high-fiber. So, and that's, not dietary. Anyway, here's the thing. This is what I was going to say. This, it's not even, there's no such thing as the paleo diet. I mean, there might be maybe someone selling a book out there called the paleo diet, but in reality, the paleo diet is really not a diet for everyone. You actually have to do a lot of work to kind of figure out what it is that you, that works for you. So that's why it's not a packaged diet that you can just go out there and say, here, eat all of this and don't eat all of this. Like, I don't have a problem with dairy whatsoever. There are people that do have problems with dairy. That's something that you have to kind of find out for yourself. I am avoiding potatoes and whatnot, but I know like the Danberries, Kevin and Brian, they are eating potatoes and not having any issue with them whatsoever. It's really just, oh my God, fries with mayo are the best. I'm sorry, I just got distracted by that.
Actually, at Chick-fil-A, not to interrupt you, but mayo on fries. Mark and I went to Chick-fil-A Wednesday morning, and we discovered that we both at Chick-fil-A mix the ketchup with the mayonnaise to dip the fries in. There is, we're perfect for each other.
Wow, that's just amazing.
I know.
Yeah. And by the way, the mayo? Mayo is great as long as it's not no-fat mayo, and actually, as long as it's not made with crappy oil. So olive oil mayonnaise is excellent. Any kind of full-fat oil. You don't want any of these processed seed oils and shit like that.
Where do you get the crappy oil from?
Like just regular like corn oil and stuff. Like, all right, if you were to take corn and press it really, really hard, you wouldn't get oil out of it. You have to go through some weird chemical reaction in order to extract the oil from corn.
No, you'd probably get a hernia.
Right.
Actually.
Right. So I'm just saying, la la la. And then George in Atlanta just said something in the chat room that was the point that I was trying to make it to right here. He says, can someone explain how the fuck Hat M stays so small given all the food he posts pictures of and presumably eats? Aha! There's the issue. And that is why, if you'll remember, way back when I was first experimenting with this diet thing, I was saying that this is not one size fits all, right? I wear glasses, you wear glasses, but they're different prescriptions because we have different bodies. Some people can process food and they have a great metabolism and they're able to, you know, overcome those kind of issues. I don't have that. I cannot process carbs. It just immediately gets converted to fat for me. So by avoiding them, that is what I have to do. If you are a person who is not in that boat, if you're a person who can stay thin and doesn't have a problem eating carbs and whatever, then fuck you. You know, you don't tell me what to do. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying, you know what? Great. I'm happy for you, but I now know what works for me, for my body, and I'm not telling anyone else to do it. I'm just saying for me, that is what has worked through a lot of trial and error and research. So
so I have to point this out. In the chat room, George in Atlanta is the one that raised the question.
Yes.
Moose P's response to that is that he think Hat M throws up a lot. So
it is well known that bulimia is a very common disease in Mexico.
Right.
Anyway, so all of this from the lady that lives in the workout room. I got nothing. I got nothing. I was just
She wouldn't want to live in mine. That's all I'm saying.
She wouldn't want to live in yours. So go ahead. And we're way behind now. So go ahead.
Tell
me about this. God. Well, don't talk about that one.
Yes.
You're going to talk about that stupid movie.
Right. Not for very long, but I wanted to mention this. So I went to see Magic Mike, and I had not seen any personal reviews of people that I know that said it was bad. I saw a couple that said it wasn't quite what they expected, but the men were hot, so it was worth it. And I like to go see. It was painful. I am not. Now, ironically.
How much was that ticket? How much was the ticket?
Well, it was bought for me, but the popcorn and drinks that I purchased for all of us was like $30. So
for $12 a month, you can go join any one of the 100 internet porn sites where you can get actual porn downloaded to your computer. Right?
So we went and, you know, ironically, I tweeted a public service announcement. Do not go see this movie after
good
we were
for
done.
You.
Ironically enough, right before mine, Mikey Pod had posted that he just saw it and he liked it and so like suggested people go see it. No clue. I guess he has bad taste.
He's also a vegetarian though. So
but
there you go.
It was painful. First of all, depressing story, strippers, drugs, alcoholism, you know, life going nowhere, all that good stuff.
So this is basically like Chad's life story.
There was more titties than there was other stuff. And I decided I will never attend. The acting was horrible. And I think Chris Hemsworth is a pretty good actor, but not in this.
And
then just on top of it being depressing, bad acting, you know, not even enough of the male nudity to make it worth it. You know, I just determined that, like you said, I will never. Now, listeners, I want you to keep me honest on this. Keep me, you know, what's it called? Accountable. I will not go
out of my iconoclastic.
I will not go to another movie for nudity.
You will not go to another movie for nudity.
Because of hotness or nudity. Because, oh my God, I watch a porn. Seriously, if that's all I've got to say. Anyway, it was horrible.
Or go see a porn movie in a porn theater.
Right.
And, you know, it's an interactive experience then.
So I hated it. But speaking of, and I apologize to them profusely afterwards for asking them to go with me.
Wait. So you dissed on their zoo.
And then you took them to a horrible movie. Yeah, right after the zoo. So
Fuck? What are you doing to these poor people?
I know. I'm surprised he's entire... in there. He wants me to come back, and he's like in the chat room today. But so
I think he wants you to come back so he can get vengeance or something. Right.
Maybe.
I would be careful if you go back.
Maybe so. So we went to the same strip club that I went to by myself. The last time Chad and I went, and he used to strip there. So first of all, the beginning of this experience was I got in free because they know him.
Ooh.
So, hey, you know, and then, the strippers were hot, of course, as usual, that usually they tend to be. Although there was this one guy who you thought he was walking around in a shirt and underwear and serving people. And you just thought, he really shouldn't be the one walking around in just his underwear, but I don't want to judge. So I never judge. I'm not judgmental at all. So a couple of observations though. First of all, there was one guy who was Asian and he wasn't quite as hot as the rest of them.
That is racist.
Not because he was Asian, because I have a thing for Asians, as we know.
All right.
People tend to think that strippers need to have larger penises. I don't necessarily agree with that. I tend to gravitate towards the ones that are getting less attention. I don't know what that is, but so that's one observation is that I gravitate.
Dragon Ball you were talking about.
And then the other thing that kind of irritated me is there was this one that I really liked, a Hispanic gentleman. And I was tipping him, and he kept walking away from me while I was tipping him. Now, is this a sign of a stupid stripper? You're being handed money.
But was it a sign of a stupid patron who is still trying to hand him money as he's walking away?
I had bills in my hand, and I was tipping him, and he walks away and goes over to someone else. Ridiculous.
Did he say, excuse me?
No, he just left. That was it. So the trip home. Anyway, I had fun, though. I mean, it was good. I saw lots of dick and stuff, and it was fun.
Did you have any run-ins with the paper towel?
No,
roll?
You know, he wasn't there, and I did not get a lap dance this time. I will say though, Chad is evil because he wanted to entice me to do things, and he kept stuffing ones down my pants to get the strippers to like get them out with their mouths and things. He wants to like live vicariously through me and have wild things happen to me. As he's watching.
Right.
So the last part of it, everyone knows that I have issues on driving trips.
I did not know this.
No, you do. Because remember the whole Oklahoma thing twice?
I fell asleep during
now,
this story.
I was coming home and I decided I was going to come home last night because I wanted to be rested for this show.
Well rested and ready to entertain people.
So I left at 9 o'clock and somehow... I don't even know how, because me in Oklahoma, okay? So I was running out of gas.
I think that would be Oklahoma and I.
Right. I was running out of gas, and I was also getting close to a turn that I needed to make to go south into Arkansas.
Yes.
Somehow, I got so sleepy around 1:45, 2 a.m., that not only did I forget that I was running out of gas, but I missed my turn. Well, this particular area... Once you miss that turn, that highway doesn't have another exit for another town for about 20 more miles. I looked down. There were no exits. It was completely empty.
Completely.
I mean, I was praying. I was, you know, I was speaking in tongues. I was like, oh, please let me not run out of gas. And then I like downloaded an app on my phone to find the nearest gas station. It was like 15 miles away.
Right.
And I drove in. I because of missing the turn... I drove into Oklahoma.
Yes.
There should have been no Oklahoma on this trip at all. But of course, I'm a driving trip late at night Adam goes into Oklahoma. It's just, I could be going to Florida and somehow I would end up in fucking Oklahoma. And of course.
I get nothing. I was trying to find that song that did-a-little-loo. That's the theme for The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, right?
I don't know. But anyway, so of course, there's a toll booth. Well, luckily I had money. I mean, I had gotten money for the strippers, so I had some stripper money left, so I was okay, and I was able to get gas.
I can't get gas. This is stripper money.
I made it to a gas station, but it literally took me an hour out of my way. I had to get gas, turn around, go back the other direction.
Right.
To get back on the highway. So this was so I made it home. I should have been home about 2:30. No. Oh, I rolled in here about 4 a.m.
4 a.m.
Yeah. So that was my trip home.
That was your trip. That was fascinating. Someone has asked in the chat room where Steven is at. Steven from Wisconsin, who's now here in Connecticut. I don't know. I don't know where Steven is at. The rumor has it that he was going on a job interview today. So
he was a special guest star. He's not a permanent
I told
figure.
Him he was always welcome here. So, I mean, he Steven is, of course, always welcome. He can come anytime that he... That sounds dirty.
He can come anytime
on the show.
He'd like. He could come on the show anytime
he
can, like as well.
You know, it's like my little brother you're talking about here. So Steven is welcome here anytime. That's what I want to say.
Yeah, but
Steven
he's not
is
like,
welcome here anytime.
He's not like my little brother, so I just want to say. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it,
point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, DI Plus technology segment is brought to you by some podcast that we may or may not listen to, which you can listen to at their... All right, here's the thing. You know, if you want us to say that we're sponsoring a segment from you, it doesn't cost anything, whatever. You just have to send us an email and say,
yeah.
Hey, send me an email and just say, hey, we would like to sponsor a segment on DI Plus.
We want to support the podcasting community.
We'd be happy to do it.
Email us and say, hey.
But I can't pretend like I, you know, because I may piss somebody off. They may go, oh, I don't want my name associated with that piece of crap. Anyway, so Adam.
Daniel.
Yeah, I just have one question for you. How does it feel to be tossed under the bus?
Now, I saw this and I saw the article that you were pointing to and everything. And yes, I mean, one might say that I have been, but not me personally.
Not you personally.
So just for anyone who doesn't understand what you're saying.
That would be everyone.
Right.
That would be everyone.
I will, you know, let everyone in on the secret. If you...
It's not a secret.
And no one does, by the way. If you bought a Windows Phone 7 phone...
Yes.
It will not...
Run Windows 8.
Get the upgrade to Windows Phone 8.
Excellent. So for you who just bought a phone no more than, 6 months ago?
So for that wonderful Lumia 900,
you assigned a two-year contract with. You are just... You're screwed.
I'm not.
You're not screwed. You're not screwed, but you will not get to enjoy any of the new advancements of it.
I don't feel thrown under the bus particularly because I think maybe it was a decision that they just had to make. Possibly they wanted to get a phone out there and whatever. I'm not being an apologist. I wish that they hadn't done it, but I think it happens a lot. I mean, Apple will release new stuff and say, oh, this doesn't work on the old hardware. Sorry.
No, according to the Apple fanboys out there, Apple never does it. They don't ever obsolete any hardware whatsoever.
Well, that
like
would
those,
be a
those
lie.
last generation iMacs that were running OS 9 running OS 9, those don't exist, right? They were all able to run OS 10 when it came out, every single one of them, except the ones that didn't. And the iPhones right now are completely, all of them can run iOS 5 on them. And they all run iOS, well, except for the ones that can't.
Can I say something about iPhone? Because I was just told that I should switch to iPhone.
Ahead. Yes, go ahead.
I think iPhones are ugly. And I think the interface is ugly.
It is.
I don't like it. It's old. They've had the same interface for the whole amount of time that they've been having it. They haven't updated the interface. It's ugly.
It is. And,
so,
and they're
that's
underpowered
it.
And they're underpowered pieces of crap that are walled gardens. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. So the thing that I was going to say, I just wanted to ask you how you felt about being thrown under a bus. It's that really, this is the thing I don't get. Okay. I can understand if this was a 3-year-old phone and before like we came out with the Tegra quad core chips or something like that. But this is a fairly recent phone that has modern, you know, has a modern processor on it. It has a fairly decent screen on it and everything. Microsoft is trying so desperately now to avoid what people call fragmentation, which, by the way, the only people that give a fuck about Android fragmentation are the people who don't use Android phones. Because that's what they like, fragmentation. It matters not to those of us in the Android community because things work and we don't care. But the problem here is that that's kind of tragic to throw you guys under the bus that soon. I mean, this is not 2 years down the road. This is like literally like now we're going to throw you, not even to offer you some kind of lube or whatever. It's just like, yeah, you paid, you know, that $600 for the phone. Now, you know,
well, the phone was free for me.
No, the phone was subsidized for you. Well, you signed a 2-year contract. And over that 2-year period, how much do you pay a month?
Well, no, I know. 24? I know. But it's for the fabulous data that I'm getting. That's what I mean.
I'm just saying, what would be the penalty if you were to quit today? If you were to say, I no longer want this phone.
Would assume a couple of $100, yeah. $300.
So the phone was not free. So
like that.
That's what
yeah,
I'm
no, I mean, it doesn't feel great, you know? And I guess I just don't care. Really, but if I can see people who really care and want to like update and everything that it would be a big deal, but it's, you know, I mean, I like it and I haven't had a smartphone, so I'm okay. But yes, I see what you're saying. They shouldn't have done it. And if they planned it from the beginning, then that was definitely wrong. Like if they knew going in.
Well, actually,
hey.
Chad is saying in the chat room, never buy a generation one device. And I would just like to point out the Windows Phone 7 was not the Lumia 900 was not a first generation. In fact, it was the Windows Phone 7.5. It was Mango, right? So it was not the first generation Windows Phone 7, which they also basically left in the dust.
I will say, though, anyway. However, I have had some remorse when I see the Galaxy S3.
Yes.
And I think, man, if I'd have waited just a few more months, because I kind of like that phone.
Speaking as the Android person here, you do not want a Galaxy S3.
Okay.
You if you buy anything other than a Nexus device and you care at all about the latest software, then you're...
But I've heard that the Nexus is not as good as the Samsung, the Galaxy line.
The Galaxy Nexus is made by Samsung. It's the same hardware as the Galaxy S3. The only difference is the camera, and it's like, and the Samsung software on top of it. But that's the point. Because that Samsung software is on top of it, it will not get Jelly Bean in a timely fashion. It will not get the next iteration of software in a timely fashion. You're going to have Samsung software on it.
Well, that's neither here nor there, because I'm on a contract with the Lumia.
There you go.
But
all right,
anyway.
So then what I would like to talk about there, excellent. I have pre-ordered my Nexus 7, though. I just wanted to say that.
That's what I heard.
Yes. So I have pre-ordered my Nexus 7. It will be in my hot little hands sometime by the end of July. And I have to decide yet whether I'm going to keep it or pass it on. It's kind of like an old game show. Will I keep it or will I pass it along?
Are you like most spouses, when you get the latest thing, then you pass along the former device to the
yes.
husband?
Right. So right now I have a Motorola Zoom, which is their reference tablet. So it's a 10-inch tablet. So it will get Jelly Bean next week. Oh, excuse me. I won't even tell you what that was because I'm not big fatty. What was I going to say? Oh, sorry. I had the Zoom. I just don't know if I'm going to like the Nexus 7, but I have a feeling I'm going to like the 7-inch factor better just to take on the train with me to New York, because one of the reasons I don't take my 10-inch tablet with me on the train to New York is because then I have to carry around a fucking 10-inch tablet all day long.
I will say there are certainly times when 7 inches is more convenient than 10. I know there are people there that like it larger, but, you know, 7 can come in handy, you know, when you don't want something quite that large.
Excellent. Now you got me. I'm reading the chat room and I'm not going to. So anyway, Now the other thing that they released with Jelly Bean that I really kind of like is the ability to pin stuff now. That's huge for me. Is the ability to pin stuff. Now, I know in Apple world, you can buy things on iTunes and then you can sync them to your phone and then you don't know. But in Android world, we do everything over the air, right? So we do things through the cloud, through the internet. So watching my video library through the internet is great and everything, other than the fact that when I'm on a train to New York and I don't have constant internet connection. So being able to pin the stuff to be local, which we can do with both Google Music and now with Google Movies and Google TV stuff, that's awesome, because that way I can watch like Once Upon a Time or whatever offline, so I can watch it on my way to without having to think.
Speaking of the chat room, a couple of comments. First of all, Chad said that he had Windows 6.5 and 6. I don't know why he keeps comparing Windows Mobile right. to the new stuff. It is completely different. Like,
it is.
Totally.
Other than the fact that Microsoft, in their infinite wisdom, named them so fucking similar, so people get confused.
There is no similarity whatsoever. Second of all, I was talking about inches, and once again, someone has to mention the fact that I don't bottom. Inches have nothing to do with whether I bottom or not. I could like...
They do not.
And I could like 12 inches down my throat.
Right. I was going to say, that's exactly what I was going to say. You know what? We don't talk about this enough. But in September this year, September 14th through 16th, we will be, actually, no, let me revise that. September 13th through the 16th, we will be in Las Vegas, Nevada. And on the 13th, where we will not actually be streaming shows, we're going to be teaching some classes. There's going to be some classes that I'm going to teach about sound and stuff like that. And I believe Adam is actually going to teach a class on how to deep throat stuff.
I don't know about that. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade
it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, erase it. My sound is fucked up. Save it, load it, check it, rewrite it, plug it, play it, burn it, print it, press it. The news. Sorry, I was trying to fix my sound.
It's okay. And just back to the point. And now they're gonna teach me how to bottom. Anyway. So
there's a trick though. There's like in math class there's you can do the long division or you can use this special trick and that's the shortcut. So there is a shortcut to bottoming. It's called poppers.
Well, you know, I will say, you notice I said sometimes 7 inches is appropriate.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's a reason maybe that I like to date Asian men. Okay, I'm just saying. Anyway, I mean, if they're tops. So a popular Illinois lake is on guard after the discovery in its waters of the exotic pacu fish, infamous for killing men by ripping off their testicles. Families reported being wary of entering the waters of Lake Lou Yeager after hearing that a pacu was caught by a fisherman on June 7th and that another one had been spotted 2 weeks later. Known in Papua New Guinea as the ball cutter.
Wait. Where are these fish located at?
Papau? Is it Papau? They're in Illinois. No idea.
In Illinois.
Right.
So there are ball-eating fishes in Illinois.
Apparently.
And why don't we hear about this? Why isn't this like every night on the news?
Well, we are hearing about it now. I'm your news director.
I'm telling you. I could solve this problem immediately. I could solve this problem tomorrow. We need to send Big Fatty to Illinois because those fish would be like, oh, fuck no.
Choke.
Ah, no, not getting near those things.
Right. So they're known as the ball cutter. It was reportedly been responsible for the deaths of two fishermen in the Pacific Nation who died from blood loss after the fish had bitten off their testicles. Initially thought to be piranha, the fish caught in June was later confirmed by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources to be a pacu. Although part of the same family, the pacu has thicker, sturdier teeth that resemble human ones, unlike the piranha, which is renowned for its deadly serrated incisors.
Well, a piranha could eat anything, but these fish apparently only eat balls. They're kind of like on that paleo diet, but they only eat balls.
Exactly. Right. I got nothing else.
I don't
eat. On that one, I mean. So there you go. Ball eating fish, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you're waiting for me to do the thing. You know, you didn't used to care. As a matter of fact, if I remember correctly, if we go back far enough in the thing, you used to hate the fact that I would do that.
Well, now you're sitting here waiting for me to. Well, it actually gives me time to pull up the next story because I forgot to pull these up beforehand and it takes my computer forever to load a story for some reason. An intense situation unfolded inside of a Belmont hotel on Saturday.
Yes.
Authorities say 61-year-old Frederick Denny barricaded himself inside his room at the Hampton Inn, threatening to shoot at police. According to officials, Denny caused a disturbance at the hotel earlier Saturday morning. Multiple agencies, including the regional SWAT team, responded to the scene on Cecilia Alexander Drive. Officials shut down the second floor of the hotel as they tried to reason with Denny. News Channel 36 has learned his demands included pizza and to marry Paris Hilton.
Wait. So did he have a hostage Or what?
No,
how is,
I think he was
how,
just...
Did he call the police and say, I am barricaded inside? How did someone first find out that he was barricaded in the room?
I don't know.
I'm... this is what confuses me. It's like, all right, so I'm going to go check into the hotel. All right. And then what? I'm going to call the police. By the way, I'm in room 522 and I'm not coming out. Click.
If somebody called me and...
Do they then have to dispatch?
If somebody called me and said that, I think I would say, well, I think you're going to have a pretty expensive bill.
Now, I would have been like, okay, great. Good. Oh, wow. This came late in the show. It's almost as if somebody completely forgot that we had this segment. let's see. Hello.
Hi, this is Paul from Paul's Podcast reporting that Andy Griffith has died.
Yes.
This is Tuesday, July 3rd, about 10 a.m.
Yeah, dude.
We'll send the first one.
Yeah, it's on the voicemail.
Paul,
we know
from
when it came
Paul's
in.
Podcast.
Paul from Paul's Podcast. Did you hear that? I'm going to play that again. Listen to how breathless he said. It's like, you remember as a kid when you'd call into the radio shows and you'd think, you know, you're trying to be like caller number 15 or whatever, and you like you get all nervous, right, and you start waiting. Listen again.
Hi, this is Paul from Paul's Podcast reporting that Andy Griffith has died. This is Tuesday, July 3rd, about 10 a.m.
So I see he got through. He was really excited he got through and everything. Now he's just wondering, was he the first person to call in and report that
Why?
Andy Griffith had died? I don't know. Is he? I don't see the thing over there.
Yes, he is.
Congratulations, Paul from Paul's Podcast, which, you know, Paul is thinking about starting a new podcast with Arthur.
Now, we do have other callers, and I do want you to be heard. So whenever Daniel deems appropriate, we do have a mashup of callers.
A mashup of
we
callers.
Do.
I don't know what it has to do with me. I think it's just when the phone rings. Anyway, please continue with the fascinating story about the man that has barricaded himself and then calls the police to tell them that he has barricaded himself.
So after hours of negotiating, he was pepper sprayed and taken into custody. Authorities say he's had several run-ins with SWAT teams in other states. According to the Gaston County records, Denny is from Roseburg, Oregon. He was taken to the hospital for a mental evaluation. His bond was set at $90,000. He's now facing several charges, including intoxicated and disorderly conduct, maybe? They left that out.
Could be. Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you turn the damn fireworks off? Something less...
Apparently
active.
He did not marry Paris Hilton.
Apparently, nor did he get his pizza, though. That's the question that people really want to know. Did he get his pizza or not?
Well, they didn't say.
Well, they took him in, so maybe they gave it to him there.
Maybe. I don't know. You always want to know the answer to like the weirdest, it's like, but did he get his, but
I'm like the investigative journalist.
Pizza?
I have to,
I
ask the hard hitting questions.
So I want to read this. This is just an interesting story. In Italy in November 1941, on his way home from the bus stop, a brick kiln worker named Carlo Soriani found a dog lying injured in a roadside ditch. Not knowing who the dog belonged to, he took him home and nursed him back to health. Aww. Eventually, Soriani and his wife decided to adopt the dog.
Wait. Is this going to be a sad story? Because you have a talent for like going off these what sounds like a really good heartwarming story.
He had a penis on his forehead, but
right, that ends up and the dog exploded. It's just like, is this going to end in some hideous tragedy that I'm going to like get upset about?
It's heartwarming, I will say that. Okay, so they named him Fido, which actually is a Latin word meaning faithful one.
Yes,
for those of you who didn't know that. After Fido recovered, he followed Soriani to the bus stop located at Central Square and watched him board the bus for his job. When the bus returned in the evening, Fido found and greeted Soriani with obvious great joy and followed him home again.
Right.
The pattern repeated every workday for 2 years.
2 years? Wait, so the guy never took a vacation?
It doesn't say. And we don't know if he ate any pizza.
On days that he had the vacation, did the dog still go to the bus?
Know. We don't know.
Like, what the fuck? Where is he at? He was supposed to be here.
This was during the Second World War. Mm-hmm. And on December 30th, 1943... Mm-hmm. That particular city was subjected to a violent Allied bombardment. Many factories were hit, and many workers, including Soriani, perished.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the dog's owner. That evening, Fido showed up as usual at the bus stop, but obviously did not see his beloved master get off. He later arrived back home, but for 14 years thereafter, more than 5,000 times, until the day of Fido's death, he went daily to the stop, watching and sniffing the air in vain for Soriani to get off the bus. There you go.
That's the thing, right?
What?
That's the story.
That's the story.
I don't buy it.
There's a statue for this dog at the bus stop.
There's a statue for Fido.
That is the reason. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say, maybe that was a little bit of a tearjerker story, but...
Yes.
And dogs will do this sort of thing. I mean, if you have ever owned a dog...
Really?
And
so you're now a dog expert.
I own a dog.
Well, as someone who owns a dog, that makes you a dog expert.
I will say
you know everything
that
about all dogs.
Dogs will get used to you coming home at a certain time or things and will go
yes,
to the
will.
Door. And
yes,
if you don't show up, they'll sniff around for you and things.
Yes, they when will. But not for 14 years.
Well, I'm saying this is why dogs are better than cats. That's all I'm saying. They're very loyal. So that's the news.
They're very loyal or they're very faithful. Which one to say?
Both.
They're very faithful.
That's the news.
That's excellent. I am so glad that that's the news.
That is the news.
The news, right. It's your birthday. I'm gonna have a good time. I'm glad it's your birthday. Happy birthday to ya. DI Plus news segment. No, DI Plus birthday segment brought to you by Gravitas, because nobody loves a good birthday song like Gravitas.
I know, he loves a birthday
he
song.
He does, yeah.
So here we go.
Somebody, you know, if Steven was here, he would have sounded where this was alt. Oh, this is the theme to Mission Impossible.
Yes, it is.
Not the original, but this is the theme to the 1980s remake of Mission Impossible.
Okay.
I was just saying that I know that. So I'm going to go with this is probably Tom Cruise.
It is Tom Cruise. Wow, and first guess.
But you see, in fairness, I know this because you may not know as the news director, maybe you don't know this, but Tom Cruise is kind of in the news right now because he's getting divorced from, what's her name?
Right.
Katie.
They did get a divorce, and he had a birthday.
And in every single news story, he has to mention that it's his 50th birthday.
Yes, he did turn 50. Right. So happy birthday, Mr. Cruise, and congratulations on the new divorce. Good luck to you. So here is a little mashup of this person that I have played before, I think. Not on this show, however. So okay. Maybe you'll get it. I don't know. We'll see.
First, I want to lay down on the counter, and what's going to happen is I want to take just a moment, and I want to make myself nice and wet, and you know what else? I want to get my butt whipped with a nice wet paper towel, and now I'm going to pull off your dick, but you know what? I always like to use that wonderful porn. Oh, gosh, look at that.
I have no idea.
I love that.
So I guess you don't know her voice. We played a bunch of clips on the Adam and Maddie show of this person because she's always making cocktails on her show. And it's a Food Network star, Sandra yes. Lee.
Sandra Lee. Well, she's the chick that's like, you know what? If you don't have enough avocados to make real guacamole, then just buy some store-bought guacamole and cut an avocado and smush it in it. It's just as good. That's that girl.
Yeah, it's semi-homemade. And she turned 46 years old.
46 years old. By the way, chat room says, George in the chat room says, Tom Cruise doesn't divorce. He doesn't believe in divorce.
Well.
Have you read about divorce? Because he has.
I'm sure the state would feel different. It doesn't matter if he believes in it or not.
It's like psychiatry, man. Do you know about psychiatry? No, because he knows about it because he reads about it.
Here's the next reading one.
Is fundamental. Yes. Oh, my God.
Now.
How many times?
Now there are two.
Yes.
Wait, don't guess because there are two theme songs associated with this person. So, what is the first one? What's the first one?
Brand new life around the bend. It's that show that we've had it before.
Tony Maselli.
Oh, is that Who's the Boss?
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Who's the Boss? And this person is in both of these shows. So maybe,
okay.
I don't know if you'll
right.
know this other theme song, but
excellent.
Here we go.
Here we go. Is this Benson?
No.
Soap.
Yes.
Okay. So they were in both they were both in Who's the Boss and in Soap.
That is correct.
It's the woman.
Okay.
Angela.
No.
From Who's the Boss.
No, it's not Angela.
Oh, it's the mother. Oh, what's her name? Yes. I don't know the actress's name, but she played the mother in both Soap and in Who's the Boss.
Yes. Yeah, so Catherine Helmand.
Catherine Helmand. You know, she's from the Helmand Mayonnaise fortune.
Right. I think everyone knows. I mean, you didn't know her name, that. But somehow right. You knew that little
well, now you've,
nugget.
Yeah, you've, it, yes.
I loved, she, you know, she was my favorite character on Who's the Boss. She was slutty, which, you know, anyway. But, because Blanche is my favorite character on, right. Oh, look, I picked the wrong video and now
you
I've
did.
Got the blue screen behind me. So, yes, Catherine Helmand turned 84 years old. So here's our next one. It's the singer on this theme song as well.
Down the road.
I'm having a hard time hearing.
Heavy burden, heavy load. I will rise and I will walk with you. I'll walk with you till the sun don't even shine.
Betty White.
No. The show is Touched by an Angel.
Oh, Della Reese.
It was, yes, or it is, actually.
I never watched the show, but I know that that's like the only thing I know. If you were to say Della Reese, I would, and then if you were to say Touched by an Angel, I'd say Della Reese because I don't know. Wasn't Michael Landon in that show?
No.
Okay.
My grandmother, however, her name is Della. So, yeah, Della Reese.
No, see, the chat room is confusing it with that other show that you starred in as a child actor, which is called Touched by an Uncle.
Right. Well, no, it wasn't right. that one. It's yeah. Touched by right. an Angel, yeah. and Della Reese turned 81 years young.
81 years old. Much, much older than Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman? Okay. Now, I don't know if you'll know the theme song to this one, but we're gonna try it anyway.
Okay, here we go. This is the theme to Absolutely Fabulous.
Yes, it is. Wow, good. Good yes. job.
Yes.
Now, since you know it's Ab Fab, there are really only two people that
there's
it could
only
be.
Two. It's either Joanna Lumley or the main, what's her name? Jennifer Saunders. So I'm going to go with Jennifer Saunders.
What? Yes, it is. Jennifer Saunders.
Because had it been Joanna Lumley, you would have just played the theme to the Avengers.
Jennifer Saunders turned 54 years old. I did have a clip of funny lines from the show, but I won't play it since you knew what it was.
Right.
So, anyway, happy birthday, Jennifer. I love that show, by the way. Although the newer ones, not as good.
They never are.
All right. So here is the next one. And I'll say, no, I'm not going to give you a hint. Well, it's
no
not.
No hints. None. No okay. hints. Go. This is the theme to the Patty Duke show.
Yes, it is.
And so it was one of the girls. It was one of the cousins. It was either Kathy or it was Patty.
Huh. No.
Now, they were cousins.
But you know that was the same actress, right?
No, because I saw them on the screen at the same time.
Now,
They would sit on the couch and they'd have slightly different lighting, but that was just because the lighting was bad. But, you know, they would hand things to each other, but only from behind.
They figured it out, even back then. So it's not that actress, though.
No, it wasn't Patty Duke.
No, it's not.
Excellent. So it must have been someone else on the Patty Duke show. I'm going to go with her brother.
No.
Okay, I'm going to go with her father.
Yes.
I don't know who he was, though.
Okay, well, this guy has been in loads of things. William Shalhart.
William Shalhart.
Most recently, he was in True Blood, but he's been in loads of TV shows throughout the years.
I'm watching True Blood. What is he playing in True
He
Blood?
Plays a mayor of some sort. And the last time he appeared was in 2011. But it's not necessarily... It is a recurring part, but it was only in like four or five different episodes. So
okay.
All right. So happy birthday. William Shalhart turned 90, and he is still acting.
90?
90
still
years
acting.
Old. So he's...
Kind of like, yeah.
Beating. If you look him up, you'll know who he is. Like if you do a Wikipedia
okay.
on him or whatever.
Yeah, I could do that right now, couldn't
you
I?
You will know
William
who he is.
Shalhart.
Now,
William
this person, Shalhart. This next person is not one of the two main announcers on this show, but is very...
I came up as William Shatner. Let's see.
Should I wait on you or keep going?
No, go ahead. No, I'm there.
All right, so here we go. Maybe. If this will play.
Oh, Shallert.
Yeah.
Still waiting. I'm not hearing anything.
You will.
Oh, this is the Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Oh, okay. Now I recognize William Shallert. Yes. I do, in fact, recognize him.
Yeah.
So this is the Johnny Carson. I'm going to go with Johnny Carson.
No, it's not one of the main.
Oh, it's not one of the main. It says Doc Severinsen.
It is Doc Severinsen.
This... Oh, see, I knew the trumpet fetish thing would get you there. Excellent.
Yes, Doc Severinsen, who is playing that lovely solo.
Right.
He turned, and he's still playing, as far as I know, and doing concerts and stuff. He turned 85 years old.
85 years young, Doc Severinsen. Excellent.
So happy birthday, Doc. Oh, if you know, you might not know this, but I have played with Doc Severinsen.
I was unaware of this.
Yeah. I mean, I was one of like 600 other trumpet players that were also playing with Doc Severinsen, but
there
it
go.
Counts. We did a concert.
Excellent.
Called Night of a Thousand Trumpets.
How many more birthdays do we have?
We have no more unless there are any Pride 48 ones.
Oh, so that was the last one and you didn't even say that was the last one?
By the way, Daniel, for the last birthday tonight.
Excellent. Excellent.
Doc Severinsen. Happy birthday,
George
Doc.
George in Atlanta wanted to know my thought process there is why I would choose Doc before Ed McMahon, because I consider Ed McMahon one of the primary actors on that show. So Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon would be like the two front guys on that show. Doc would, and even Tommy, the other band director.
Well, and also you know me.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. And I would pick a trumpet player. So there you go.
Right. You played with Doc Severinsen. You know what? I sang with a blind lady and I can't remember her name.
You sang with a blind lady.
I can't remember her name.
A lot of people may have sung with blind ladies.
No, it was when I was in the chorus. She was a famous blind lady. And then
Stevie Wonder.
Yes. That was the blind lady. I don't know.
No, I was going to say
none of this could touch my first roommate's George Takei story, which he went to a Star Trek convention. My roommate, this is back when I was in my early 20s. He went to the Star Trek convention and he was waited in line to get Sulu to sign his thing. And of course, George Takei was not out back then, and so my roommate like basically, you know, handed him the picture and said, you know, can you make this out to Mickey and whatever? And so George, oh, are you doing here today? Oh my, what are you doing here today? And then he like going, oh, I'm so hot and everything. Stay here and talk with me for a while in order to keep, just to give me a break. And he was like fondling him, his arm, you know, like holding his arm and stuff. And it was just like, so that's how we knew that Sulu was. Oh, look at that. Look at that. We're not even out of the birthday segment. And we're getting phone calls. What the hell is this all about? Let's just listen to this.
It's a
phone
long
call,
one.
Shall we?
Hi, guys. It's Boss Boy Tully. I'm calling to report that Andy Griffith has died. Sad day. Enjoy. Bye.
This is Gavin. Okay, what's the fix? Just calling. It's 12:06 p.m. in the afternoon on, what is today, Tuesday, the 3rd. And I'm calling to let you know that Andy Griffith died this morning. Andy Griffith, just saying it right, died at 86. So according to the Joe Magon article, he died. He doesn't say what he died from. But anyway, just saying, bye.
Hi, this is Larry Queen, also known as Fuselage from the Critters. Apparently, Andy Griffith died this morning.
Yes.
We can only hope he's up in the clouds, pumping away at MP.
No.
Have a nice day.
What? That is wrong.
Hey there, this is Spanky B. Arthur, and I'm calling to report a celebrity death. So
yes.
Better be the death phone thing.
I didn't do anything. What happened?
I don't know.
It died. Let's try this again. It stopped. Right. All right. Let me get to the
England. Michael Fine.
Wait. Where were we at?
Why?
Oh wait. That was Spanky. All right.
Celebrity death. So this better be the death phone.
Yes.
Thing. Wine. Thing.
I don't know. What
anyway. Andy Griffith died. That's very sad. It's very sad. I mean, he was like what, 120 or something.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. It's very, very sad. I used to think he was kind of hot. You know, like when I was like 15 and watching him on reruns of like a show from the 50s, and yeah, it was kind of hot. Anyway, so there. Bye.
Hey, it's Turnip Head Cullen from Mexico. Andy Griffith is dead.
too sad to a music. Thank you for calling.
Hello, this is a message for the celebrity deadfall, and this is just to repeat that famous actor Andy Griffith, he died.
Is he listening to polka music?
This is Robert NYC calling the celebrity death line. He wants to know Andy Griffin from the Andy Griffith Show, and I believe Matlock has passed away at 86.
Griffith,
though. So Andy Griffin is no longer with
Griffin.
Us.
Griffin, Andy Griffin.
Hope I win.
Andy Griffin, no longer with us.
Hi, this is the Good Humor Penguin, Michael Fine.
Hi, Michael Fine.
Calling the celebrity death phone.
Yes.
Just wanted to let you know that a beloved actor, Andy Griffith, had passed away.
Yes.
At age 86.
86.
And this was Tuesday, July the 3rd.
Makes him older.
And
than
he was best known for his own show, The Andy Griffith Show. And he also, he was on Matlock, who played an attorney lawyer for Matlock. And he was also in Return to Mayberry. He's been in other movies, too. Beloved actor, and he'll be deeply missed.
And he was a comedian.
And he was actually one of my favorite actors that I just deeply loved. So again, beloved actor Andy Griffith dies at 86.
We
love it.
I will see you guys, Adam and Daniel, in Vegas.
Yes.
And we're counting down to...
We don't know the countdown, but we are counting.
70 days. There you go.
Oh.
All righty.
He knew the countdown.
I will see you then. Talk to you soon.
A
big penguin hugs to Daniel and Anna. Bye.
A ring, 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 celebrity death phone. A ring, 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 celebrity death phone. Hey there, this is Scott.
You have to listen.
Shader 69.
He's
in sync.
From
the Shader Sphere podcast. I'm calling because I just read a report on Twitter that Andy Griffith has died.
Yes.
I hope I didn't just blow your levels.
You did. Yes.
Although I'm really good at blowing levels.
Right.
Anyway, thanks. Catch you later. This is it later. Bye bye.
This is calling the celebrity death phone. Andy Griffith. Bye. Bye, y'all.
Hey, boys. Peter G. Andy Griffith is dead. Griffith is dead. Bye.
Hi, Dubious Intent. This is the Laughing Buddha, a.k.a. Mark Youngman, calling the Celebrity Death Zone to report that Andy Griffith has died.
Right.
Womp womp.
Hi, Dubious Intent, Adam and Daniel. This is Nessa, and I just heard that Andy Griffith died.
Oh my gosh, she's crying.
And I feel like a horrible person because the first thing I thought of was, shit, I need to call the death phone. Because I want to win.
That's awesome.
This poor man died.
That is awesome. That's not
National
horrible.
National treasure. Anyways, I better won. No womp womp noises for me.
Aww.
Anyways, I love you guys. See you soon. Bye.
You too, Nessa. See you.
Hello, loving.
Oh,
Matlock is dead. Yeah, you probably know him as Aunt B's nephew, Andy Griffith.
Why would we?
But he's deader than a doenail. Doenail?
Doenail. Right.
Doenail. And, I guess he made his last walk down to the fishing hole. Thank you for calling.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, this is Jean from Soft.
Hi, Jean.
Of alcohol.
Yes.
I said who I was. I'm calling the Dubious Intent Plus celebrity death phone to tell you that Andy Griffith died.
He did.
Matlock, Sheriff Andy Griffith,
yes.
has passed away.
Passed away.
That's
Checked
it. I'm not sure if there's any other rules I'm supposed to follow, but
nope.
I will be listening to this episode. Bye.
Excellent. As long as you get it Andy Griffith and not Andy Griffin.
That's
which
it. So,
I was laughing in the chat room because Terry in the chat room said, in relation to Kathy Griffin? It's just
right.
Anyway, for all of you people who called in, thank you so much. We appreciate each and every call. Sadly, though.
Right. I even sped them up and they were still. But so I will say, you know, that was totally coincidental that Sater matched up with the song when he was doing his whistling. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but so that was not the correct order, though. I will say it was Paul, Sater, Moose, That Peter G, Laughing Buddha, Nessa, Big Fatty, Gene, Boss Boy, Gavin, Larry Queen, Matt, Turnip Head, Gravitas, Robert, Good Humor Penguin, and then RT Cruiser was last.
We haven't played RT Cruiser yet, but I just wanted to say this.
Oops.
You know, I meant to say this earlier in the show, and I totally forgot, just for Sater 69 out there from the Sater Sphere. He mentioned me on his latest show, said that I didn't want him to, I said that the one thing I didn't like about his show was when he played his mystery music, and I because I listen to talk, I don't want to listen to music. If I want to listen to music, I'd listen to the radio, and I didn't want to hear the song. And then he somehow left that to say, extrapolated from what I had said, is that I didn't want to play show music loud in my car because people might think that I'm gay. Absolutely nothing to do with it whatsoever. I don't want to listen to music on a podcast because it's a compressed song being recompressed and then streamed out. It's like, if I'm going to listen to music, I'm going to listen to it at like 192 or higher, like, you know, compression, like with the MP, and I'm not going to listen to it at a scaled back, a 96K recording that has then been recompressed into a 96. So that's the thing. I would just don't listen to any music on podcasts other than like little theme songs and bumpers and stuff. Other, if it's a full music product, you know, a full musical piece that's in your show, I do not listen to it, Vera.
But.
And Nessa. I skip past them because they sound like crap to me.
But Scott, a.k.a. Sater69.
Yes. Yes.
You can feel free to play music in your podcast.
Yeah, I'm just saying I'm not going to listen to it. You, I'm not telling you what you do. I'm just saying it had nothing to do with me being found out to be a homosexual. The entire world knows
you're
I'm
a homosexual.
Yes.
Right. What's the world coming to?
I don't know. Anyway, so those were the birthdays and those were the things. Let's get back to our thing. There. Yeah. I'm gonna have a good time. We forgot we were in the birthday set. Excellent.
Yeah, I was going to switch the camera to you because you were doing that lovely dance, but then I was taking a drink and I didn't have another hand.
We already know. We already know. Yes. Excellent. So we do have a fair amount of contact here this week. Thank you so much for writing us. We appreciate it so much, you know, because we're not just, you know, you don't just need to think of us when someone dies. You can think of us on other days
the only
too.
Time.
And call in. So we have our first voicemail, our first email here that came in from the lovely and talented Miss Kathy Bacon, presumably written in her Chevrolet Red, which she may have gotten a new car now. Maybe she's moved on to the Chevrolet Blue. I'm not sure. Kathy writes, I cannot pin it down, but for some reason, your July 3rd show was my absolute most favorite ever. Really? That's like your most favorite? Really?
I told you not to say in the middle of the show that it's boring because, look, that was her favorite show.
If you're curious, my second was when Gene was on with Adam. His discoveries he made about Gene, his reactions were memorable. Whatever you did, keep it up. Toodles. So if I guess we just need to be more boring.
Right. Well, I don't think that it was. I don't think that we're ever boring, but that's just me personally. But when I listen to our show, I laugh. And, you know, listening to yourself back and laughing, that means it must be pretty good, right? I don't know.
Could be. So I got an email from Big Fatty that did not come into contact at dubiousintent.com. It came to me. And this is just as a way of vindicating me so that I know that I'm not crazy.
Okay.
So just allow me, if you will, indulge me here for a moment, if you will. This would be what I remember from my childhood.
Well, good morning, Captain.
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 Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Come on out and play. Wake up the sunshine and share this rainy day. Good morning, Captain. It's smiling so we sing because we're happy to see you.
All right. So I don't play the entire song, but that's the theme that I remember. That's the Good Morning Captain. That's the Captain Kangaroo theme I remember, which, as being pointed out in the chat room, it was the 1970s version of show. That's because I wasn't born until the 70s.
Well, so we did have a voicemail, I believe, from Big Fatty, as well as an email, apparently.
We did, but so did he do the same thing in the? Because I didn't listen to his voicemail.
Well, I don't know. I didn't get the email.
Let's listen to the voicemail. What did he say there?
Yes, I'm calling the celebrity death phone because Daniel Biba is dead to me because he did not know the theme to Captain Kangaroo.
I did. I did.
Me. Thank you for calling. Bye bye now.
I did.
Right.
He doesn't know how to hang up a phone. All right, so here's the thing. No, I didn't know that theme song. To if you had played, even without the Good Morning Captain, if you had played the tune to that, I would have known that it was Captain Kangaroo. The one that you played from the 50s or whatever. Keep in mind, Captain Kangaroo was on from 1955 until 1984. It spans like three decades. So it's a ridiculously, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, no, four decades it spans. I mean, it's whatever. I mean, the point is it's, I know the 70s. I didn't know the other one.
Well, you know, there's no reason for you to feel, you know, like you have to prove anything to us.
I feel as though I have to prove something.
I mean, you know, it's okay.
That's all I'm trying to say. It'll... It was a big piece of my, I used to wake up and watch the damn Captain Kangaroo show. I used to love that show.
So you're saying before you... Would hold on, death phone. I want to say one thing. Before you would eat your Cheerios listening to Big Fatty,
right?
You would eat your Cheerios watching Captain Kangaroo.
As a child in the 70s, I would listen to I would watch Captain Kangaroo and then listen to Big Fatty. That's how I told
you. Yeah, hi guys, it's Robert T. Cruiser.
R.T. Cruiser
from home. So hopefully my quality will be more acceptable this time.
But your accent.
Now, British comedian and actor Eric Sykes has died. Now, I'm sure to be the first one on this because, you know, he wasn't American, so you probably don't care.
Right.
But, yeah, dead.
What was his name?
Anyway, it's Eric Sykes.
Eric?
Like Wanda Sykes, but I don't think they were related.
Sykes.
Bye.
Yeah, he says Eric Sykes like Eric Wanda Sykes.
Sykes.
So I don't know.
So what we have here is Eric Sykes, Harry Potter and the Others actor, dies at 89.
Well, now, what was he in Harry Potter?
That's what I'm trying to find out right here.
Who is it that calls Harry Potter Harry Peter? Oh, yeah, never mind.
TV star.
Can I say about the episode with Jean? I did want to say that she really does. She's old and she doesn't look old. I mean, she looks way young and she's a mother and she knits.
She's 1 month older than me. So she's
I'm only saying that because she apparently is only going to listen to this episode because
right, she doesn't normally listen. Right.
Right.
She
just, because yeah, if you listened into our, when we were playing her voicemail, it said, I will be listening.
That's
to
because
this
she
episode.
Was unaware of the Donna. She was unaware of how close she came to winning the Donna Summer thing. Because remember, the first one that wasn't her was disqualified because they got the name wrong. And then she called in with the correct name, but forgot to tell us who she was.
No. So she really doesn't listen?
What she listens is just not all the time. She just bought a new scooter. I don't think you can listen to a podcast.
Our
on a
levels
scooter.
Are good enough to listen on a scooter.
Not lately. Our levels have sucked.
Oh
lately.
My God.
It does not you say know, who. It does not say. You know what? If I wanted to listen to the Bow Honkers and Beat Off show, I would go and listen to them.
You are don't such need to. A backseat audio leveler.
I am.
Because you just point out all these things that I do incorrectly, but you know, it's from the back seat. Like,
does
not,
he does not
doing
even
the
say
editing.
He, including an appearance in The Others starring Nicole Kidman and in the Harry Potter film, Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Doesn't even say what. So he wasn't even a named role.
Oh.
He was just like a dude that was,
he was
there.
Like Goblin number three.
Right. You know what? I'm so, you know, I'm tired of this. Tired of this.
You know.
I'm just tired of this right now. Is just because it's not that he's not American, because God knows I'm not a rah-rah American dude. I don't like, if I could move to the UK or if I could move to Canada, I would.
Right.
It's like, but I can't because I would have to get a job up there, which I don't have a job up there, and I'd have to like impound my cats for a month or 2 months or whatever and quarantine them.
In England, it's 6 months.
Right. So it's like, I can't just, you know, all these people that say, well, if you don't like America, then move. It's like, you can't move. They got you fucking locked in. So I would love to move to another. If someone wants to marry me in Canada or the UK so that I can move there, I would love to move there.
You're so racist, Daniel.
Why Jeez. Am I racist?
Because all those other races, I don't know. Are they? Is that another race?
No, it's not another race.
Oh.
So here's
so
the thing. I'm so jingoistic. Is
countryist.
What you're trying to say. Right. Countryist. I'm iconoclastic and countryist. And that is spelled C-U-N-T. So the thing that I wanted to say before you go off and do your snazzy little thing that you're going to try to do here. there was something that I was going to say. Oh, the last two shows, the audio has sucked. Now, and I deal with this on a weekly basis. If you listen to the Sauced podcast, which you can find at sauced.com, by the way, you will notice that I take 5 different audio streams with different volumes, and I normalize them before I do the rest of the thing so that that way no one's overtly louder than the other. Last week, I was too loud. The week before that, you were too loud. So the last 2 weeks, I have had, and I couldn't hear any of the birthday songs when I was listening in the car this week.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, when I was making fun of Boo Hecker and Bo Honks, I was doing so because I knew we had a superior product. Now that's not the case. Now I can't even make fun of Boo Hecker.
Well, I felt bad for them, so I was trying to.
That's probably what it is. And at this point in time, you know, we used to have, you know, the audio quality over them. That's what we used to be able to have better than them. Now, you know, the only way that we're going to get better than them is if we were packed with homosexuals. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus, or whatever the numbers of that equate out to be. You can also send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com, or just go to our website. Yeah, whatever. It's dubiousintent.com.
So. Oh, we had breaking news on a celebrity death, and it's too late. I guess you guys will have to wait till next week.
Oh, someone died.
While we were recording, apparently.
were they listening? Because we could have been like a factor in that.
Maybe.
Oh my God, don't listen to our show. We kill people. Blah, 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 and Scooby-Doo, and give us a say.
Pride48.com.
No, it's not. We still got more song here to go. Yes, Pride 48 happening in Vegas, September 13th through the 16th. If you haven't made your air reservations or your hotel reservations, do so now. Use the promo code at Luxor, LPRIDE12, or at Excalibur, XPRIDE12. There, say goodnight, Adam.
Goodnight, Adam.